T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are joined now by Atlanta United goalkeeper Brad Guzan, who joins us this morning on the
WaveForward.com
hotline. Morning to you.
Morning. Morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. So, Brad, I don't recall seeing you out there at the golf tournament. Did you play? And if you did, what was your handicap?
I unfortunately was not able to make it. I was with the U.S. on international duty, so I guess a decent excuse to miss out on it. But I know the guys had a great time.
Oh no, that's a great excuse. I mean, that's a great excuse. I was just kind of wondering what the golf game was looking like a little bit. But yeah, great excuse.
I can get around the course. But I think Julian had alluded before the tournament. You know, there's a few choice words probably being thrown around towards the later holes. It becomes a little bit frustrating, but like I said, always a good time to get out there.
Yeah. You know, it was no secret that the game was a little, you know, it was bad against Saturday night against Columbus. What do you do such a short period of time with turnaround to get ready for Cincinnati?
We got to look in the mirror. We got to look in the mirror first and foremost. I mean, we can talk, you know, tactics, this, that, and the other, but we weren't sharp. We weren't good enough, plain and simple. And so, you know, there's no excuses for that. You've got to look in the mirror as individuals, as a team, as a collective, and we got to make sure when we step on the field tomorrow night, we get the job done.
Brad Guzan joining us here as we get ready for the final 5 games of the season. I know that you guys can do the math and what you have to do, but aside from the math of getting back to the number one seed here and the help that you now now need, Brad, it's more about making sure that you guys are, you know, collectively, this has been a Dow Jones kind of a season. I mean, there have been big highs and some pretty big, you know, struggles too, making sure that you're turning the ship and getting it going in the right direction here. Is there a magic key for you guys to have, or are you just a matter of you connecting on offense and doing the right things defensively? Is there something that you got to do and work on, or what?
No, I don't know if there is a magic key, and if there is a magic key, we need to try and find it. You know, I think that's always the dilemma in sports, right? And you've got to find a way to try and be a consistent team, consistently good every time you step on the field, and that's the challenge. And so, as you mentioned, this year there's been some good moments, some not so good moments. But as we know with the playoffs, you know, you want to be on the rise come playoff time. And so there's a handful of games left of the regular season, and then we're into the playoffs, and that's when it matters, and that's what it's about. So we've got to make sure that we use these next 5 games to try and make sure we start to put this in an upward trend in a positive way that allows us to feel confident going into the playoffs, and that way when those games roll around, that it's all business.
Talking with Brad Guzan, Atlanta United goalkeeper, with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. You do get back into the playoffs, third year in a row. All 3 years you've been in the postseason. Now this is, again, you know, whether you have home field advantage or not. Let's talk a little bit about FC Cincinnati. This is, a brand-new team. They've had some good moments, but mostly tough moments. And here's a chance on the road to go get 3 points. What do you see out of them?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of a question mark because, as you said, their season's not been a great one, but they're also coming off of a big win on the weekend, and so they're going to be feeling confident. They're going to be feeling good, especially being at home. So we've got to make sure that we start off to a fast-paced start to the game, high energy, and really put them on the back foot. And I think if we do that and we can get an early goal, I think that will help help us in terms of settling into the game and playing how we enjoy playing and being able to dictate the game.
Brad Guzan, of course, now you're back with the team. You and Miles were with the U.S. men's national team. Barco had duty down in Argentina. LGP missed the last game because of yellow card stuff. But it sounds like the band is back together here. How important is it for you to have, you know, that make sure that the guys right immediately in front of you get settled back again and back into a routine with Miles and LGP and your defense is right in front of you?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, I think, as you mentioned, there have been games this year when we've been really good and we've been really strong, and then there's been games when we certainly haven't been our best. And so, as I mentioned, you know, the more times that we can spend on the field, the more time we spend together in terms of the training field, then ultimately you hope to eliminate little mistakes, little errors that sometimes can lead to big chances for the opposition, ultimately goals. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be consistently a good team, a team that is a winning team, so that when we step on the field, it's all about trying to get 3 points.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. We're talking to Brad Guzan, Atlanta United's goalie. Brad, you know Matt Bosch got hurt last week, right? He can't punt. So I'm thinking, you know, I don't know if you could punt or not, but you're a big dude. You kind of fit the NFL prototypical size. You say you get out there, give us a couple punts if we need you?
Listen, absolutely. You know what I mean? A man of all trades. So I'll be out there, not a problem. As long as the games aren't going to be interfering with Atlanta United, we'll make it work. We'll make it happen.
Hey, don't play now, because we know people. Like, if we, you know, I know Coach Quinn giving it to him.
I'm playing going to the game.
All right, then, because we know, you know, Coach Quinn giving it to him Friday, so we get to talk to him tomorrow. I'm going to throw your name in the hat. I'm just letting you know right now.
I'm going to throw your name in the hat. All good.
Hey, Brad, we look forward to the game tomorrow night. Look forward to seeing you back at home on Saturday night against San Jose, Saturday afternoon. In that 3:30 kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against San Jose. Final run, let's get this thing turned around in Cincinnati and head hot into the playoffs.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, guys. Have a good one, all right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.